起きているための何か。
Troll. When a person or neighbor in your village cries out troll, lock your children inside the house and keep your hunting rifle by your side. I used to believe they were only children's tales supposed to scare the kids from stepping deep into caves or under bridges. They had bright pink hair and you stuck them onto the end of your pencil. There was nothing to fear because they were nowhere to be seen. This all changed a few years ago. I was walking Hunter through the forest on a warm summer's day. He was off the lead and jumping through bushes and hopping over streams and rarely waited for me. But when I stopped to tie my shoes, I looked up and he was gone. There was nothing but the faint groans of pigs. I moved through the bushes closer to the noise and to stop Hunter from scaring the animals. Clearing through the bushes, I saw what looked like three children all dressed in black. They were hopping around the front of a cave and throwing something between them. I stepped closer and noticed they were not children at all. Standing 4 foot tall and covered in wiry black fur. They squatted at the entrance and squealed as they chucked something against the rocks. Stamping the ground and smashing their swollen gray hands down onto the item like they were pressing grapes for wine. Their faces were a mess of mangy hair and bulbous snout covered in warts. For a second I caught sight of their small pebble black eyes scan the trees. I stood horrified as one flung the creature they had been stomping onto the other. Amidst all the blood, I saw one of the trolls spinning Hunter's collar between its fingers. They were throwing my German Shepherd around like he was nothing more than a wet towel. They squealed and painted their cave red with his blood. Only after some time had passed, they finally grew bored and lazily clambered back into the darkness. As I stood there paralyzed in fear, the last thing I heard were the echoed howls of 20 more. When I returned to the village and told them of the trolls, the older men looked at me displeased. They said they had warned us many times of the trolls, but no one listened. It was several days later when I heard that they had built a fence around the cave and done nothing more. Looking back now, I agree with how they handled it. It was too much of a risk to try and fight them, as an angry troll will often follow you home and sniff out your loved ones. Best to let them lay in their caves and hope you don't catch their eye.